Welcome back, everybody. Today we're going to read for Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph 38a, and we are on the bottom of Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara is going to continue its discussion about Shehiya, and then tomorrow we are going to get into Hachzara. Says the Gemara, Bo Minei Mei Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. So they asked of Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Shachach Kedera Agabi Kiru Bishla B'Shabbos Mahu. So what's the halacha? If someone forgot a pot of uncooked food on an uncovered fire going into Shabbos, what's the halacha? Are you allowed to eat this food? So Tosfos points out that this question is according to everybody, whether you hold of Chananya or the Rabbanan. And Rashi says this seems to just be a question on the Rabbanan. The question is, if you have an uncovered fire and you have food on it, so according to Chananya, it would mean that it's food that's under Maichal ben Drusoi. According to the Rabbanan, it's food that gets better as it continues to cook. But either way, let's say you left it on accidentally going into Shabbos, what would the halacha be? Are you allowed to eat this food? So Ishtik v'lo amar lu v'lo midi. So Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba was silent and did not say anything. L'machar nafak darash lu, but the next day he went and gave a shir, and he said as follows. Yochal b'mezid lo yochal. So if someone cooks on Shabbos, so if it's b'shogeg, then he's allowed to eat the food, and if it's b'mezid, if it's on purpose, then he is not allowed to eat the food. So this is talking about Maisa Shabbos, something which was a situation where there was a malacha done de'oraisa on Shabbos, so usually you're not allowed to get any hana from it. The logic is that you're not allowed to get any hana from an isser that was done. Big discussion as to what it would be, big topic throughout Shas, but over here it says if it's de'oraisa, then there is a difference. If it's b'shogeg, then you are allowed to eat it. If it's b'mezid, you are not allowed to eat it. But then says Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Viloshna. But in our situation, talking about Bishol Midrabanan, there is no distinction between Mazid or Shogeg, between whether it was on purpose or by accident. So the Gemara has to ask, my Viloshna, what does that mean? Is that saying that it's Lachumra or Lakula? So what does this mean when you say there's no difference between Shogeg and Mazid? Is it a good thing or a bad thing? So Rabba and Rav Yosef Darmei Tavari Lehatera. So Rabba and Rav Yosef both said that when Rabbi Chiya said that there's no distinction between on purpose and by accident, that means Lehatera, meaning that it is always going to be allowed if there was food left on a flame going into Shabbos. Now the Gemara just spells out this language. So the only time you're going to be over a malacha midoraisa is when you actually do an action. So if someone cooks on Shabbos and puts something on the flame on Shabbos, that's when there's going to be an issue b'mezid lo yochal that you're not allowed to eat if it was done on purpose. But here, no one did anything wrong. You just left it on the fire. You didn't move anything, touch anything. You just left it on an uncovered flame going into Shabbos. B'mezid nami yochal. So here you would even be allowed to eat, even if it was on purpose. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Amar Li Isura. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak disagreed, and he said that this no distinction between Shogeg and Mezid is going Li Isura, telling me that it's always going to be a problem. What does that mean? Mevashahu de Loasi Li Arume. When it comes to Bishol De'oraisa, so why would it be okay Bishogeg Yochal? Why would it be okay to eat when it was done by accident? Because we know it's very serious. There's a very serious isser of going ahead and cooking on Shabbos. So everyone's going to take that very seriously. No one's going to try to trick anything and pull any fancy shtick. So because of that, Bishogeg, if it was done by accident, we're going to let you eat. About Hayda Asi Garume. But here we're dealing with Bishol Midrabanan, where people do get a little tricky and they'll say it was done by accident, even though it was really done on purpose. Bishogeg nami lo yochal. So they made a gzera that even when it's done by accident, if you left it on the flame, you are not going to be allowed to eat. This way, this is actually the way Shulchan Aruch paskins in Simen Reish Nun Gimel. Now comes the Gemara and asks a question on the sheet of Rabba Verav Yosef, who said that it's going lehetera. So says the Gemara, Meisvei, we have a question based on the following brisa. Shachach kedera agabe kira, if someone forgot a pot of uncooked food going into Shabbos, and it's on an uncovered flame. Ubishla b'Shabbos, and it cooked on Shabbos. B'shogeg yochal, if it was done by accident, you're allowed to eat it. B'mezid lo yochal, if it was done on purpose, you're not allowed to eat it. B'med, zvar ha-mamurim, what's this referring to? B'chamin shlo huchmu kol tzorkan, b'tavsho shlo bishel kol tzorkan. This idea, this din in the brisa, is only when it was not fully cooked. That's when it would be b'mezid no good, and b'shogeg it would be okay. But if you have fully cooked water and fully cooked food, whether it was done on purpose or by accident, since it was fully cooked going into Shabbos, that's going to be totally fine. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is the shita of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says, if it was water which was fully cooked, that's going to be okay. Why? Because the longer you keep the water on, the worse it gets. But food that was fully cooked going into Shabbos on an uncovered flame, that is still not going to be good. Because this gets better as it stays on the fire. And anything that gets better with time, like cabbage, beans, or meat, that's going to be usher. But anything that gets worse with time is going to be okay. Says the Gemara, circle. So now we are going to develop this question. The question is that the Braisa said that in the first part of the Braisa, it said b'mezid lo yochal, that everyone agrees if we're talking about food which is not fully cooked, that it sounds like you are not allowed to have it b'mezid and you would be allowed to have it b'shogeg. So how are you allowed to do this? We had said that there's no distinction between mezid and shogeg when it comes to the din derabanan of cooking. So what's this referring to? So it says the Gemara Bishlam, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak lo kasha. So I understand the quinter of Nachman Yitzchak, he was the one who said that this distinction of shogeg and mezid is both saying that they're going to be usser. So I can explain it according to him, because kan kodem gzer, kan lachar gzer. When it said that you are going to be allowed to eat this stuff b'shogeg, that was before they made the gzera, when they saw that so many people were still trying to trick the system, and they saw that everyone was saying it was by accident, even though it was really on purpose, then they changed the rule to make it usher. So I can still understand how this brisa could fit with him and fit with the din, because it was before the gzera was made. El Rabbi Rav Yosef Damar Gahatera, but according to Rabbi Rav Yosef, who said that whether it was done by accident or on purpose, it's always going to be okay if it's just b'shogeg d'rabbanan. E kodem gzera kasha mezid, ilachar gzera kasha nami shogeg. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't line up. Either it was before the gzera was made, and it's still going to be usser if it was done b'mezid, or it's after the gzera was made, and shogeg's also going to be usser, so you're stuck. How would Rabbah and Rav Yosef answer this question? Kasha, the Gemara leaves this as a difficulty. But now the Gemara goes on to explain what this gzera was, and just spells it out. My gzerte, dam rav yudabar, shmuel am rabi abba, amar rav kana amar rav. Batlil hayu amram, initially people said, initially, he said, if you cook by accident on Shabbos, you can eat it, but by mezid, but on purpose, you are not allowed to. And the same rule applies to one who forgets. When people kept on doing this and said, oh, we forgot, it was an accident, we forgot to remove it before Shabbos, so the Rabbanan went ahead and made a gzera even on those who forgot it. Now the Gemara goes a bit of a different direction and says, Kasha Rabbi Meir, Ad Rabbi Meir, Kasha Rabbi Yehuda, Ad Rabbi Yehuda. If we look, and this brisa we quoted before, so we had the shitas of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, but on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, we also had shitas of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, which seemed to contradict the shitas that they just had in the brisa, because in this brisa, Rabbi Meir says that you're allowed to have hot food and water that was fully cooked going into Shabbos, left on an uncovered flame. But earlier he said only hot water would be allowed on an uncovered flame. And Rabbi Yehuda also is different than his previous shita, because over here he said that even fully cooked food on an uncovered flame is not going to be good, and only water is going to be okay. But earlier he said that it would be allowed to have fully cooked food on the fire, on the uncovered fire going into Shabbos. So how do we resolve these questions? So Rabbi Meir, Lo Kasha, it's not a problem with Rabbi Meir, because Halachatchila Hadiyaved. So one is talking about ideally, one is talking about Bidiyaved after the fact, whether it would be okay. Rabbi Yehuda, Nami Lo Kasha, it's also not going to be a problem according to Rabbi Yehuda, because Kan Begrufa Vutuma, Kan B'Sheina Grufa Vutuma. When he allowed it, it was when the flame was covered, and when he did not allow it, it was when the flame was uncovered, so it's not going to be a problem. Now the Gemara continues in this discussion of Shien. So Zibayilhu, we have a question. Avar V'Shaha, my, what would be the halacha if someone actually just left the uncovered fire going into Shabbos? What would be the halacha? Mi kansur rabbanan olo? Did the rabbanan make a knas or not? So it says Gemara Tashma, Dam Rav Shmuel bar Nasan Amar Rabbi Chanina. Kishahalach Rabbi Yosi Litzipurim, when Rabbi Yosi went to Tzipurim, which is a major Torah center, Matzachamin Shinishtahu al Gabe Kira, he found hot water that had been left on an uncovered flame, lo asar lehen, and he did not prohibit it. Then Beitzim Mitsu Makos Chenishtanu Agave Kira, but he also discovered shriveled eggs that had been left on the uncovered flame of Osarland, and he said that that's going to be a problem. My Lav Laoso Shabbos. So does this not mean that he said that these eggs that were left going on into Shabbos are going to be Osar? So we see that any food that's left on an uncovered flame is going to be a problem going into Shabbos. So answer the Gemara, no, lo, the Shabbos Haba. Really what Rabbi Yossi said, it's going to be prohibited to do this again the following Shabbos. You can't do this. If you did it by accident, it happened to have happened, okay, fine, but you can't plan for this to happen for next Shabbos. Now the Gemara just goes on a side point on what we just said. So this implies that shriveled eggs are a food that get better as they stay on the fire. Is this really true? And yes, it is true. Because Rav Chama Bar Chanina said that one time Rebbe and I once stayed in the same place. And they served us eggs that were so shriveled up like apples. They were so cooked for so long. And we ate a lot of them, and it was delicious. So that's how we know that that would be considered mitzdamik v'yafalo. So far, everything again has been about shehiyah. We are now about to go into the sugyas of hachzar. This is Daf Lamed Ches Men Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.